This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
What's happening? Happy, 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 happy Friday. Man, it was a fun week this week. Talking about all kinds of crazy stuff. If you paid attention, there's a lot of nuance in these last five shows this week. But you got to pay attention to it, because if you're one of those people that just needs to give me a Reddit list, tell me the top 10 things to do, that didn't happen this week. But man, the stuff in between the lines, awesome stuff, if I do say so myself. And I've had a few people tell me that as well, so go back and listen. So we're talking about staying engaged today, getting what you want. Not engaged like to get married, but engaged, focus. We're going to talk about that today and how to do that, because that's a big deal. It's just the way you're thinking about it. I'm going to spin it around, okay? It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day, even when life gets in the way. Because we're going to keep moving no matter what gets in the way. Why? Because we decided. You decided what you're going to do. You're going to get up every single day and keep pushing toward what you want, and that's it. And this show is going to help you. There are a lot of shows out there these days. When I started this show, by the way, in our 17th season now, I was one of the very few that had done this, and one of the very few even to this day that do daily shows. And now I'm pushing down on 5,000 episodes. And the reason I started was because I recognized the medium of podcasting allowed us to do the daily thing, unlike radio, unlike TV, anything else. That's why it's here. So every single day, that's what it's here for. If for nothing else, it's you to know there are tens of thousands of people today that are listening to the Daily Boost. We've got a couple hundred thousand followers over there on Spotify. It's crazy. Tens of thousands of people every single day are listening to this show for one reason. To be happy. I guess that's kind of what it is. Ultimately, at the end of the day. Did I introduce myself? I'm not sure. That's me, Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. On a Friday, I always ask a very simple question, and I ask it to myself every single day. In fact, it's kind of a walking, talking thing for me. I kind of do it naturally these days. I've done it forever. And the question for you is, how do I want to feel? You're an emotional person. You're going to respond emotionally all day long, or react emotionally if you haven't gotten beyond that yet. But it all begins by making a choice, by you deciding. If you're in a great relationship, how can I feel better? Do I want to feel better in my relationship? What if you got a bad relationship going on right now? It's not working out for you. I promise you, if you'll sit down after this show today and say, okay, in terms of my relationship, how do I want to feel? Things are going to change for you really fast, and probably for somebody else too. Ask a question. How do I want to feel? Let's talk about staying engaged, crushing some goals. Is it Gary Vaynerchuk who's always saying, crush it, go crush it, crazy stuff. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. So I've been listening to a lot of client stories over the years. I am well past the 10, 12,000 hours of coaching hours. I clinical experience. Boy, I've been doing this a long time, talking to a lot of people. And when I listen to clients, and typically it's, come here, real close, inside. All you coachy coaches, come on in here, because we have a lot of coaches that listen to this show. I can tell by your email addresses, and I know you're taking my stuff. That's okay. But what happens is this. I joke about this. I call it the Scott Confessional. You book a call with me. We get on a call together. And for the first 15, 20, 30 minutes, it's a confessional, because you got your coach, somebody's listening to you, you're going to say the stuff you need to say. And I sit there and wait for it and wait for it and wait for it and wait for it and wait for it. And eventually you start getting honest with me. So in journalistic terms, I have some journalist training because I went to school to be a journalist and a broadcaster. I've had that. But basically what you are doing to yourself right now, whether you talk to me or not, is this. You are burying the lead. Now, what the lead is what's really the most important part of a story, and yet you're focusing on something else other than that. And you see it all the time in the paper. You see it on TV. Sometimes it's done intentionally, so you don't see exactly what's really going on. But if you're a real journalist, you want to lead with the lead. So when it comes to improving your life, making more money, being happy, all that kind of stuff, when you figure out that the lead, the thing you're thinking about, the thing you want to do, and you have that with clarity, and you start with that, and you see how you're framing everything in your life, it's easier to get there. You do it in a lot of your life right now, but there's a lot of stuff that you're just whining about everything else but what you should be whining about. And I mean that only in the most kind, loving, whining way, okay? And we all whine. We do, okay? I'm whining a little bit right now. I'm sorry about that. It's hard to just be 100% non-whiny when you do a show every single day. It's going to happen. You're going to catch me in the moment, right? But in journalistic terms, you're burying the lead when you are thinking about staying engaged in your life and crushing some goals. So how do we do that? So here's something that's really common. Have you ever said this? I can't get focused. I can't focus on anything. I try. So I just, if I can get focused, I can get stuff done. Scott, help me focus. Let me buy a book on focus, but then I can't find time to read the book on focus because I'm too unfocused. Ah! It's not a focus issue. Because the truth is, you are very much focused. Just on everything but what you should be focused on. So if you're bearing the lead is what you're doing, you're saying I'm unfocused. No, the truth is, the lead should be he's focused on stuff he shouldn't be doing. Make sense? So if you're having trouble being focused, just ask yourself the question, what am I focusing on? It's not what you should be doing. It's you're focused on your taxes on April 14th? Yeah. How about the 13th? No. What are you focused on? Netflix? I hear people say all the time, I can't get myself moving. Come on, Scott, motivate me. Literally have people say that to me. Scott, motivate me. I need to get myself moving. I need to get, I make more money. I need to get the gym. I need to get in shape. Why do you need to get in shape? Well, but I just got divorced and, I was kind of fat, out of shape guy for my wife. And now I'm divorced. I need to get in shape and go get my new wife. So I say, yes, so you can get fat again in about 2 years. Yeah, it happens. But I can't. Scott, motivated to get myself moving. That's not the issue. You are moving. Just probably in the wrong direction. Your energy is going where it shouldn't be going. You're already moving. Even if you're sitting on the sofa, doing nothing, you're moving. That's your choice. Stop bearing the lead. Stop lying to yourself. Speak the truth. Come real close. That's a tough Friday show right now. The day you get honest with yourself, the day you literally look in the mirror and say, man, I'm just lying to myself. 100%. Notice I put literally and 100% in the same sentence. So millennial. It's so cool. The day you get true in your life, the day you stop bearing the lead is when you start crushing your goals. It's when you start staying engaged with life. You start doing everything. Oh, people say, Scott, I don't have enough money. No, you need more money. Scott, I don't have any customers. My business can't survive. Well, that's true. Not that you don't have customers. You just need more. Stop bearing the lead. Can't fix not having enough money, can you? Well, yeah, you can. How do you fix that? You make more money. Stop bearing the lead. No matter what goal you have, I can tell you from talking to tens of thousands of people over the years that oftentimes you'll come up with your big-ass goal, the thing you're going to go after, things you want to do. You'll get up, you'll work toward it every single day, but you're doing everything but that, and you think you're doing it. You're bearing the lead. Now, why is this so difficult? Because when you get honest about yourself, about what you're doing, when you decide what you're going to do and you have defined the pathway, now you know the steps, suddenly you're in, right? Oops. Honey, will you marry me? Yes, I'll marry you. I was waiting for you to ask. Next response from the man that asked. What? Oh my God, I'm going to be committed? Oh no! Yeah. It's like having a baby. 18 years, they're out of here. I'll be done with them. So, don't get caught up in the unimportant yet dramatic parts of your life. Just focus on the cause of your challenges. Just look at what's really happening. Be honest with yourself. And watch how the changes happen automatically. Watch how every single goal you come up with, every single thing you want to go for, suddenly engulfs your focus and you stay right there engaged all the time and you're knocking down goals and crushing those goals one step after the other. Man, I still got off the top 10 list of stuff to do today, but man, we went deep on this show today. It's amazing how deep I can go in about 9 minutes, isn't it? I know, it's just a skill set. No, it's not. As many people have learned over the years, I just like to talk about really cool stuff. Hey, come see me on Facebook. You'll get me there exactly as I am here, except probably without the radio voice because it's Facebook. DailyBoostPodcast.com/Facebook. If you're into Facebook, I keep it safe, keep it clean, keep it cool, keep it motivated, keep it happy. It's neat. If you're not that kind of person, don't come over there. If you are, come see us. We'd love to have you. And if you're a Daily Boost Premium member, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I so appreciate you putting up with me all these years. If you're not, why not? Just go to DailyBoostPremium.com. Give it a shot. Have a great weekend, and I will see you Monday as we do this thing called the Daily Boost one more another time again.